hopefully we can get started in a couple of minutes. So we're just waiting on Commissioner Davis and Commissioner Dar. And welcome, Manju. Welcome, Commissioner Kulkarni.
Thank you so much. Really privileged to be with you all.
Likewise. Eric, do we have any speakers so far?
We do not. Good morning, Commissioner Dar. If we can do a quick sound check, please unmute yourself.
Good morning.
Perfect. For those joining us, the audio is being broadcasted on City Audio, and the meeting is being recorded. Commissioner Davis, thank you for joining us. If you can please unmute yourself for a sound check.
Sorry, everything's moving a little slow today. Thank you.
It's all right. We hear you just fine. Thank you. And for those joining us, we are being broadcasted on City Audio, and the meeting is being recorded. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:33, and the meeting is called to order. I want to welcome our newest commissioner, Manjusha Kulkarni, also known as Manju. Is that correct? Am I pronouncing it correctly? So welcome. We're very excited to have you here joining the Ethics Commission. With that, again, welcome. Is there any public comment, Eric?
Thank you, Commissioner President Murray. For the first item, we would like to call the roll of the commissioners attending.
Yes.
So if you can please say your name when I call your name and present. Commissioner Dar.
Commissioner Dar, present.
Commissioner Davis.
Commissioner Davis, present.
Commissioner Janelle. Commissioner Janelle is not present. Commissioner Kulkarni?
Commissioner Kulkarni, present.
And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, present.
We have four members present and a quorum. Thank you. And Commission President, we may begin. We have some late admittance. Give me 1 minute to admit. For participants that would like to make public comment, if you can please press *9 to raise your hand. Again, for participants that would like to make public comment, if you can press *9 to raise your hand. We have one hand raised. For number ending in 208, we will begin public comment. You'll be asked to unmute. At the end of that prompt, please press *6.
Before a person who is going to ending in 209, before that, I would like to announce this meeting is being recorded pursuant to Governor Newsom's directive. We are not meeting in public. We are meeting remotely. Therefore, you have to follow proper protocol. You have been given information and the agenda on Ethics Commission website. If you have a comment, please list your name, the item that you would like to speak to, and you have 2 minutes to speak. Thank you. Speaker.
Thank you, Commission President. As directed, please unmute yourself at the end of the prompt by pressing *6 for a number ending in 208.
Hello, this is Rob Kwan. I'd like to speak on items 11 and general public comment.
Thank you. You have 2 minutes, Mr. Kwan.
Thank you. I wanted to speak briefly. You know, we have the election coming up, and this commission has done quite a bit over the last 4 or 5 years plus to get the city in a better place and part of the reason I worry about redistricting is that could all be wiped away. We have a condensed census timeline, and the commission is actually set to begin the line drawing process in about a month, as far as the actual line drawing process, and they're going to be doing so publicly. But they also have plans to have ad hoc regional groups meeting privately. There was a lot of discussion last week amongst the commission about, you know, how do we ensure that, you know, people buy that process? Like, why shouldn't we be just doing this publicly? And I think there's a lot of good reasons to be doing some of these things privately. Big question is, you know, how do we make sure people stay within the rules? And ultimately, you know, one of the commissioners asked, why are we doing all of this publicly? And how can we trust, like, how can the public trust that the maps aren't being drawn behind closed doors? And they asked, well, can the city attorney be there? And the city attorney kind of wavered, and I also don't think they're the best person to be a check there. And I've relayed to staff that I think one of the best solutions to this might be our ethics commissioners volunteering to serve as public witnesses in a purely observational role at these ad hoc regional groups. I think that would add a lot of trust in the process and validity to it. So I wanted to throw that out there because, you know, there's a lot on the line here, and I do think the commission's involvement would actually be highly helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kwan. Moving on to item number 3 on the agenda, the elections. I have been, as you know, the president for the last 3 years. I've been on the commission for 5 years, and I've learned a lot, and I feel that I've accomplished a lot. I have one more year left on the commission. For that reason, I want to turn over the mantle of the leadership in the Ethics Commission so it continues doing the excellent work that it's always done. With that, we have the nominations for president. I would like to nominate our current vice president, Cedric Davis, for president. Is there a second?
Sorry, Commissioner Dar, second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Well, I will speak. I will say Mr. Davis has been my right-hand man for the last year. He's done an excellent job. We worked together picking our executive director. So, Mr. Tristan, you have Mr. Davis, along with myself, to thank for that. He's done an excellent job. I've actually known Rick since we were in UCLA Law School about 3,000 years ago. And we've also both active members of the National Bar Association. Rick helped start the LGBTQ section of the National Bar Association, and I thank him for that. And not only is he a friend, he's been an excellent member of this commission. So I'm glad we've had the second or third opportunity to work together. Is there any more comment?
Commissioner Dar, as a matter of just form, I would suggest that we ask for any other nominations and then close the nominations and then proceed to the
vote.
Presumptuous.
I made a nomination and believe that was seconded. So we're ready to vote. Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of Commissioner Davis to serve as president for the fiscal year of 2021 to 2022. Please say yes as I call your name for the vote, or
you
no.
People could vote whichever way they choose. Thank you.
Okay. And Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Davis, yeah.
Commissioner Colcarney?
Commissioner Colcarney, yes.
And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
Okay, and it is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to the nomination for vice president. I have just, because we are in COVID times, a lot of us haven't met in person, so Commissioner Colcarney, I know it's very odd. Usually we all meet and get to know each other on a one-on-one basis, but unfortunately that hasn't happened. With that said, I've had an opportunity to work with Commissioner Dar for the past year. He's done an excellent job. He has helped me revitalize the lobby. I'm sorry, that's my dog, Bella, if that's who you're hearing. Sorry about that. He has helped me revitalize the lobbying ordinance, and he's done an excellent job. He has given tons of great suggestions to myself and also the executive director and the vice executive director, Heather Holt. And for that reason, I would like to nominate Commissioner Dar as vice president of Ethics Commission. Is there a second?
Commissioner Davis, second.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing no discussion, please call for the question.
Question is on the approval of Commissioner Dar to serve as vice president for the fiscal year of 2021-2022. I'll call your name and please say yes or a no for the vote. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Kulkarni?
Commissioner Kulkarni, yes.
Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 4 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you. For convenience purposes,
President Murray, yes. if I may just take a moment to thank you for your service as president of the commission for the last 2 years. It's been an honor to serve with you, and looking forward to, you're not done yet, looking forward to watching you finish this off and your term here off. Also, it's a real pleasure to have gotten to know Jeff over the last few months since he's been here, and looking forward to serving with him, and thank you all. Welcome to our newest commissioner. We are glad to have you, and to write back in, and thank you to for joining us, and thanks to the staff for a wonderful, and I very much look forward to stepping into the big shoes Melinda Murray leaves behind here.
And for your edification, Commissioner Kulkarni, when we meet in person, there is a timer buzzer that is very tricky to navigate. And Commissioner Davis always sits to my left and gives me a hard time anytime that I don't pull the buzzer at exactly 2 minutes. So we'll see when we meet back in person, we'll see how easy it is, Commissioner Davis. So excuse me just a second.
Challenge is accepted.
Sorry, that's my dog. Everybody say hi to Bella if you could hear her in the background. Let's move on to the approval of the minutes. Has everyone had an opportunity to review the minutes from the last meeting? Are there any corrections or additions? Hearing none, I'd request a move to approve the minutes.
Commissioner Davis, move to approve.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Darrow, second.
Call for the question, please.
The question is on the adoption of the motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Please say your vote when your name is called. Yes. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Kulkarni?
President Murray, Commissioner Kulkarni has stepped out of the meeting and is recusing herself on voting on the minutes.
Thank you. As long as that's stated for the record, thank you.
Yeah, correct.
Thank you. And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 3 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 5, the Neighborhood Council. Are there any representatives from the Neighborhood Council?
If there is a representative from the Neighborhood Council present, please press star 9 to raise your hand. Again, if there is a representative from the Neighborhood Council present, please press star 9 to raise your hand. And Commission President Murray, it does not look like we have anyone present.
Thank you. Moving on to item number 6, the recusal of Anthony Perosi. Mr. Joseph.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
All right. So item number 6 is a review of the recusals by Anthony Perosi. He is a member of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. And Mr. Perosi has been on that board since October of 2013, and his current term expires in June of 2025. We have done a few recusal reviews for Mr. Perosi before. Each of those concerns his employment with Boeing. The Port of Los Angeles has existing contracts with AltaSea, which is a nonprofit research organization. They focus on a variety of issues related to the ocean and sustainability. AltaSea has business relationships, including grant applications with Boeing. And for that reason, Mr. Prosy has been advised by the city attorney's office to recuse himself from items that concern AltaSea that come before the Harbor Commission. And in the present review, Mr. Prosy recused himself from three items involving AltaSea and from three items involving port contracts with AT&T, which is a company that he owns stock in. So in total, these recusals represented less than 2% of the total number of items before the Harbor Commission during that review period. Additionally, all of the items that required a vote were approved unanimously in his absence. And so for these reasons, we recommend that a finding of no divestment be required and that you adopt the resolution in Attachment A for that purpose. And if you have any questions, I would be happy to answer those.
I have a question. I know this is not the first time that Mr. Perosi has come before us as far as his divestment, his interest. Do you know or do you anticipate he's going to have any, we're going to have to revisit this item in the future? I understand that you're recommending to not have him do any divestments, but this is the third or fourth time he's come before us.
There likely will be another review from Mr. Perosi just because AT&T and especially AltaSea do have recurring business with the port. But I will say that in addition to this making up a very small percentage of the number of items that they actually deal with, one of the items concerning AltaSea was actually this time around the termination of a grant agreement. So there is one additional thing that's going to be off the board going forward. But yes, we will likely continue to see these recusal reviews for Mr. Perosi going forward.
Thank you. Do any of the other commissioners have any questions or comments? Hearing none, I'll call for, is there a motion to approve attachments listed in Attachment A, in other words, a no divestment for Mr. Perosi?
Commissioner Davis will move to adopt the resolution.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner Darrow, second.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of the motion for adoption of the resolution in Attachment A for Agenda Item 6. Please repeat your name and state your vote, yes or no. Commissioner Darr?
Commissioner Darr, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Kulkarni.
Commissioner Kulkarni, yes.
And Commissioner Murray.
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 4 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to the recusal of item number 7, recusal of Susana Reyes. Mr. Assistant.
Item number 7 is a review of the recusals of Susana Reyes. She is the Vice President of the Board of Harbor Commissioners. She was appointed the vice president in July of this year and is serving a term that will expire in June of 2023. Now, during this review period, Vice President Reyes recused herself 3 times, which is the minimum number required to trigger a review. This is pretty straightforward. Vice President Reyes, is actually a retired employee of DWP, and she participates in the DWP pension system. And she has recused herself from 3 items that all relate to amendments that DWP has made for healthcare services. They occasionally have to make tweaks, including open enrollment, subsidy rates, things like that, to the healthcare administration services that are provided for people in the pension system. The city attorney has advised her that because she participates in that system, she needs to recuse herself from those items. These 3 recusals represent about 1% of all the items that came before the board during that period, and all of those were also approved unanimously in her absence. And for these reasons, we don't believe that these recusals were significant in terms of number or impact, And again, we would recommend that no divestment be required and that you adopt the resolution in Attachment A for that purpose. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Do any of the commissioners have any questions or comments? Hearing none, call for the question. Is there a motion to approve Attachment A? In other words, no divestment for Ms. Reyes.
Commissioner Dar, move for approval of Attachment A in this matter.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Commissioner Davis, second.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of the motion for adoption of the resolution in Attachment A for Agenda Item 7. When your name is called, please state your name and your vote, yes or no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Kulkarni?
Commissioner Kulkarni, yes.
And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 4 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph. Moving on to Agenda 9, Item 8, the Professional Services Agreement, the first one. Mr. Tristan, our illustrious Executive Director.
Good morning, Commissioners. Item 8 is a professional services agreement. This contract with TLC Interpreting and Translation Service would allow us to continue to use their services for this coming year through July of next year. As you know, translation and interpretation services are key to our enforcement work, but it's also a service that we intend on beginning to use more in our communications out to the public. The item before you is a resolution that would allow me the authority to execute the contract on behalf of the commission. If you have any questions, I'd be more than glad to answer those.
Are there any questions?
Commissioner Dar just made the comment. I'm glad to hear that there'll be further consideration of use of different translations in different languages for public communications, and I assume that includes websites and other types of ways of communications and providing information. So,
absolutely, Commissioner. We've started identifying what communications and what information on our website we can begin to translate. We did provide that in some of that, some of those services, and they were done some in staff, but some by using a Google Translator that was on our previous website. Those aren't as accurate and as clear, so we think it's important in using a professional services to be able to communicate this information in a way that's going to make sense, not just simply, you know, using Google Translator, although that was convenient and a lot cheaper. But again, this contract will allow us to use up to $20,000 towards those services. So we absolutely intend to use some of the funds there for the communication aspect of it.
Excellent. Thank you.
I concur with Commissioner Dar with regards to outreach and the more people we reach, the better. So thank you for that. Is there a motion to approve the resolution presented by Executive Director Tristan?
Commissioner Dar will move to approve the proposed resolution.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Kulkarni, seconds.
Thank you. Call for the question, please.
The question is on the approval of the motion for adoption of the resolution in Attachment A for Agenda Item 8. When your name is called, please state your name and your vote. Yes or no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Davis, yes.
Commissioner Kulkarni?
Commissioner Kulkarni, yes.
And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 4 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you. Moving on to Agenda Item Number 9, Mr. Tristan.
Similar to Item 8, Item 9 is a professional services contract that we want to extend through May of next year. This would be for court reporting services, and these are services that are extremely important actually to our enforcement team and the investigative work that we do. Similar to item number 8, the resolution in Attachment A would allow me to execute the contract on behalf of the commission, and again, I would be more than glad to answer any questions related to this contract.
Are there any questions or comments? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
Commissioner Dar will move to approve the resolution on the professional services agreement.
Is there a second?
Commissioner Colgurney, second.
Thank you. Call for the question.
The question is on the approval of the motion for adoption of the resolution in Attachment A for Agenda Item 9. When your name is called, please state your name and your vote, yes or no. Commissioner Dar?
Commissioner Dar, yes.
Commissioner Davis?
Commissioner Davis, yes.
Commissioner Colcarney?
Commissioner Colcarney, yes.
And Commissioner Murray?
Commissioner Murray, yes.
We have 4 yes votes, and the motion is approved.
Thank you. Well, that ends our action item. Moving on to agenda item number 10, the behested summary. We have been working on this. It's been a very controversial issue. And thank you, Ms. Perea, for continuing your work and efforts. We got a lot of terrific information at the last meeting. And so if you could give us an update, Ms. Perea, thank you.
Thank you, President Murray. So this report for behested payments covers from January to June of this year. And office holders reported nearly $1.4 million in behested payments for the first half of 2021. And this was reported by the mayor and the city attorney's office. They behested 12 organizations in the first half, and the payments were received by 3 payees. Okay. If there's any questions, I'm more than happy to answer.
Thank you. Are there any questions or comments? And I want to thank Ms. Perea for continuing her work. We're just trying to promote transparency. And even though at this point there is not an official ordinance in place, which gives us as much transparency as we would want, thank you for those efforts.
President Murray, Commissioner Murray, I did want to add that the state is currently looking at adding some additional disclosure in this area. I can have Tyler touch on those maybe when we get to the policy item. And I did also want to mention that recently the Fair Political Practices Commission contacted me. They're looking at working with local jurisdictions and collecting all this information and hopefully having it at the state level for all individuals to see. So we're in the process of providing them all of the data that we have for them to use on the state. I don't know if it's going to be a database, but something that they're going to be posting on their site. When we hear if the state is going to finalize some changes, we'll incorporate that information as part of our dashboard that we have on the behest of payments report.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
So based upon that, Mr. Joseph, do you have any policy updates? And if you could address anything that's happening with regards to the behested payment and also address anything that's happening as far as the lobbying ordinance.
Yes. So we have one additional recusal review coming up in our next meeting. On the lobbying front, we are continuing to have conversations with council staff about that, and we hope to have an update for you on that front fairly soon. Additionally, we followed up with them about the 2 CFO items that the commission has transmitted. Both of those have been referred to the Rules Committee. We followed up with them, and we understand they're likely to be heard together as soon as they are agendized for the Rule Committee. And on the donor advised funds front, we actually do have a little bit of an update here. So the FPPC is having a pre-notice discussion of a potential new regulation on that front at their meeting next week. And this is basically going to be a disclosure regulation. They won't make anything final at this next meeting because it is just a pre-notice discussion, but it will involve talking through what information they'd like to see included on the behested payment disclosure front. So this would include, in terms of what they've currently proposed discussing, including information in the name of payor section when a donor advised fund is involved, things like the name of the sponsoring organization, the name of the donor advised fund, and also requiring that the elected official making the behest make an effort to acquire the information directly from the donor advised fund so that that information can be included in the report. What exact shape that will take we won't know until they go through the pre-notice discussion and then talk a little bit more about it, likely at the meeting after that. But that pre-notice discussion is happening next week, so we'll be watching that, and we'll try to get a sense of what's happening there. And once they make a decision on that front, we will let you know what happens.
Thank you.
Tyler, there were a couple of other items that they had discussed prior to that, and I'm not sure the status of those, but those involved disclosure of family members that worked at a 501c3 where funds were donated. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes. So those actually are not going to be coming back at this meeting, but okay. There are going to be a couple of those items. I believe that's coming up in September. That's just going to be some additional disclosure. I don't have that information in front of me, but that will be something that they will have discussed by the time we meet again. So we'll have a little bit more information for you then about what exactly direction they want to take on that front also.
Yes. And generally speaking, it had to do with information on when an elected official makes a donation to a nonprofit. If there's someone that is employed at the nonprofit that may have some type of relationship to that. And Tyler's right, not everything has been buttoned down yet on what the state's going to do on that. And once we find out, we will incorporate that information. And assuming something like this passes, we'll incorporate it on this part of the information that gets posted on our website.
Yes. And so there were three of them, actually. The first was about Form 803, which is the HESTED payments. As David mentioned, there is a potential disclosure requirement that would make them provide the information about their immediate family's relationship with a nonprofit payee, so the recipient of the HESTED payments. There was another, I believe, that also required them, as I mentioned earlier, that they're discussing next week to make what the FPPC is calling reasonable efforts to obtain the payment amount. And the purpose of that one, as it was described at the previous meeting, is that the elected officials would be encouraged to provide a good faith estimate of the amount that was received once they make a behest, because a lot of the time that money can come in from multiple sources from one behest, and they won't know the exact amount that was the direct result of the behest. The proposed regulation on that front would allow them to make a good faith estimate, and then they would be encouraged to follow up to get more accurate information after the fact, and then they would be required to update their filing with the actual information within 10 days of receiving it. And they would also provide clarifying advice on when an official is featured in a fundraising solicitation, which is something that deals with things that go out to a lot of people that include the information about the elected official, and there are certain situations where the use of the official's name and likeness on the form triggers a reporting requirement, so there will be a proposed regulation that the FPPC is discussing that is going to clarify their advice on that front. So those are the three that they're discussing going forward. Again, those three will not be at the meeting next week, but they are going to talk a little bit about that, I believe, in September. So by the time we meet again, we will have a couple of updates on that front, and we'll fill you in.
Thank you so much. Moving on.
Mr. Murray?
Yes.
Just one quick question for Mr. Tyler. Yes.
Sorry about that.
Tyler, so as I understand you saying it, encouraged to follow up seems, under the circumstances, a pretty gentle, loose request, which just looking at it from generally seems like it could be highly ineffective for what's being proposed. Am I hearing you correct that, there is no teeth or requirement to follow up on the source of DAF funding?
Well, with respect to making the good faith estimate and permitting the officials to make that good faith estimate, what's proposed by the FPPC would only allow officials who have made reasonable efforts to obtain that information to make a good faith estimate. And what's tricky about it is the donor advised funds, as we understand it, are not required to provide a lot of the information to the elected official who's asking. And I think that's what the FPPC is dealing with, and that's part of the reason that we, at our level, wanted to see this play out to find out what they were going to do about that exactly. Now, none of this is finalized, so it is possible that some of this will have some more teeth to it, but in terms of what's currently proposed, the officials are required to make reasonable efforts to obtain that payment information from a payee in order to make the good faith estimate. Now, once they get more accurate information, they are required to update their filing within 10 days. But again, none of this is finalized. We'll know a lot more after the next FPPC meetings. I can't speak directly to anything that they will or won't do, but these are some of the proposed regulations that are currently in front of them. And Renee, did you have something on that front?
Yes, there's one additional portion of the proposed regulations that the FPPC is considering, and that is with regard to the people who are solicited, the FPPC is strongly considering requiring the elected officials to disclose if those payers have a relationship with have matters pending before the official at that time, a license permit or entitlement for use. So that would also provide additional disclosure as to what the relationship of some of the people who are making the donations is.
Thank you, City Attorney Doddle. If there are not any, or are there any more questions or comments? Again, I want to thank everybody for their efforts on this. Moving along to our illustrious executive director, Mr. Tristan, do you have anything to say?
Yes. I will make it quick.
Report.
I wanted to thank you, Commissioner Marie, for your time as Commission President. You have been a tremendous leader for us and the work that we do, not only externally on the various challenging items that we've had to deal with, but also internally with the staff. You have been a great supporter and cheerleader for us, so we really appreciate your time with us, and we'll continue to be working with you this coming year, so I wanted to make sure of that. And we really look forward to working with Commissioner Davis and Commissioner Dar. Many of these issues that Commissioner Marie has started, we were able to finish, but there are still some that, we are waiting on decisions from council and which direction we will move. But we look forward to working with you and us continuing to move the agency forward. With that, I also wanted to publicly welcome Commissioner Kulkarni. We have had an opportunity to meet with her on a couple of occasions, and we are excited to have her on board and look forward to working with her on all the work that we do. I'm equally excited to announce the hiring and filling a position of the lobbying program manager. We hired mid-July last month, Kiana Samanfar, and she is joining us. Kiana, would you be able to unmute and have your video also. I wanted Kiana to have an opportunity to meet with you all. Kiana comes with great years of experience working with Common Cause and has hit the ground running on this program. So I am extremely excited to have her join the team. And Kiana, did you want to add any words to that?
Oh, I just wanted to say it's a pleasure and honor to be joining as a new lobbying program manager. The work of this commission is incredibly important and a strong interest of mine, and I'm really excited to focus on the lobbying program and working with all of you.
Thank you. Welcome.
And then I would just also add that we also filled the programmer position. Willie Jones will be joining us the end of this month, and he will be a key member of the team in working with our IT director, Tim Brandt, in developing the developer contribution database. So we are moving forward on the admin front, filling these positions that we had lost due to the early retirement program, but are excited about having the staff join us so we can continue that work. Those are really the highlights that I have. If you have any questions, I'd be more than glad to answer them.
Hearing no questions, we're almost towards the end of the meeting. Are there any announcements? Hearing none, I want to thank everyone for supporting me during my years as the commission president. I'm not going too far away, but I have passed the baton on to my friend Rick, and I just want to, I've had such a terrific time on the commission. When I started, I didn't know anything about city ethics. As you all know, I've only really dealt with the county and the state and the federal, but I had never delved into city government, and so this is my first time being a city official. And I've had a blast, and I have one more year to go, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody. When I first joined the commission, President Levinson was a terrific resource, and as well as Commissioner Oberstein, who have become very close friends of mine. And so, again, I've had a terrific time. It's just weird that we're all meeting remotely. Normally, we would head back to the Ethics Commission office, and David would fix me my coffee, and he knows exactly how to make it. Commissioner Orton didn't like his coffee, but I loved it. So, and we would gossip and chat and talk about some of the comments that were made that sometime were quite unusual. I want to thank Mr. Kwan if he's still on. He's been, I've enjoyed working with him, and I've enjoyed his ideas as a community person, and I hope he continues to do that. I know he gets frustrated because time marches on very slowly when it comes to city business. But, Mr. Kwan, if you're on, I want to thank you for your contributions, and I know you'll continue to make them. And also for Mr. Previn and some of the other community partners who give good information and good input to us. So I want to thank everybody. I'm not going anywhere, but I've had a very terrific ride as president. And I also want to thank our previous executive director, Heather Holt, another person who's become a close friend. And we have a lot of fun. We've had a lot of very serious issues that we've had to tackle in these past 5 years that I've been on the commission. So I want to thank her. She's been an invaluable resource and did a terrific job. And we're also happy to have David. So, again, it's not so long a farewell, but it's goodbye. And based upon that, it is 10:14. And unless there is an objection, then I will adjourn the meeting. So, thank you, everyone. I will see everybody in October, and that's a wrap, I believe.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody. Welcome, Commissioner. Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining us. This concludes the Ethics Commission meeting for Wednesday, August 18, 2021. Thank you.
Goodbye.